Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
So Rich Lenkoff, the attorney, may help us read into this a little bit. Hi, Rich. Welcome back. How are you, my friend?
Thanks, John. I'm good. How are you?
Good. Rich is a partner at Bryce Downey and Lenkoff. He's the co-host of the podcast we host at WGN Radio called Legal Face-Off. So is it a civil action then? Individuals sue somebody else for being involved in the business of an abortion?
Yeah, I mean, it's a bounty. It's, you know, call it nothing else but a bounty in Texas, where private citizens are now allowed to go after people who assist women in getting abortions, which, of course, effectively, you know, shuts down abortions in Texas. The way that this law, which was very craftily written, got around the protections afforded by Roe v. Wade and then Casey, is that for the first time you are making private citizens the plaintiffs in these cases rather than government officials. And the Supreme Court, in their decision 2 days ago, said, we don't know how to deal with that, basically. We haven't dealt with that before. And we're not ruling on constitutional grounds, so this doesn't violate Roe. But basically, this law was written in a way that makes it circumvent the protections afforded by Roe.
I'm surprised a third party, though, would have any standing, right? What business is it of mine? Say I drive you to the clinic, and I know about this, I could be sued. And if you knew that I drove someone to the clinic, then they could sue me. What business is it of theirs what I was doing or what that woman was doing?
You're exactly correct, John. You've hit on a really key point, which is standing. Now, it's interesting because the Supreme Court recently, over the last couple of years, as you know, because you and I have talked about this, they have been able to get out of ruling on constitutional grounds on a wide variety of issues by arguing that the parties don't have standing. So it's ironic that in this decision, which is, you know, an incredibly controversial decision, they are leaning the other way and saying, oh, we don't care about standing anymore. These parties who, as you correctly state, have zero legal standing to bring a lawsuit. I mean, some random, you know, person in Texas, a citizen, is going to sue an Uber driver for bringing a woman to an abortion. They don't have standing. You're right. So I think it's really hypocritical of the Supreme Court to now say we don't care so much about standing.
Let's pause here. Talk about the fact that it went 5-4 and speculate for me, Rich, on what will happen when somebody actually does try and, you know, prosecute somebody or file a suit against somebody in this case. We'll pick up the conversation here in a minute. Our number is 312-981-7200. This is WGN, a law that was passed in May and actually goes into effect September 1st, so a couple of days in now. And it only grants a woman 6 weeks to get an abortion after that if there's a detectable heartbeat. Then anybody can sue that woman or anybody that helps her to get an abortion. So it's interesting, Rich, this doesn't close those women's health clinics, right? It simply says that if you do that, then we can shut you down if somebody wins one of these cases, correct?
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't say exactly we could shut you down, but in practical matters, right, if you sue these clinics for $10,000 or more, by the way, the key is that it's a minimum of $10,000, so it can't be more. In practical effect, these places won't be able to afford to stay in business anymore.
I just wonder what that would be like. So you have a boyfriend and a girlfriend, or a husband and a wife. I'm just thinking about somebody who might be party to this, because the woman doesn't get sued, but it's the people that provide any level of assistance to the woman. So if your girlfriend gets an abortion, then that guy gets a $10,000 fine? I mean, that's I would be hard-pressed to imagine that that's how it would actually go down.
That is the law. Again, anyone, any citizen has standing now, according to this case, to sue anyone who aids a woman in getting an abortion. And it's very important to note that there are no exceptions for rape or incest. There's only an exception in this law for the health of the mother. So that's also, you know, an important point to remember. So if, you know, you're carrying someone's baby who sexually assaulted you or you're the victim of incest, you still have to carry that baby to term.
And then the person who says, aha, I know that that this guy drove that gal to get the abortion, therefore he aided and abetted, the citizen that turns that guy in this scenario, gets the $10,000. I mean, it's mercenary that way, right?
It's a bounty. It's literally
it's
a bounty.
Yeah, that's the way you put it.
Creating, you know, citizen investigators to track down women who are trying to get an abortion. It's completely bizarre, in my opinion.
So it creates
and not surprising. By the way, not incredibly surprising. I mean, the Mississippi case is coming up to the Supreme Court this term, and that will be the, you know, that will be a case where it's actually oral arguments are heard and the justices sign the decision. You know, these heartbeat laws, as they're called, are nothing new. There's many, many states who have enacted them, and until now they haven't been upheld because of this, you know, they haven't done this bounty thing. But this is not a new concept. In Mississippi, it's 15 weeks, but you know, these cases have been coming up, and this Mississippi case will be one that it might even consolidate this this Texas case.
Right. The Mississippi case I'm reading is the one that they really are anxious to see how that one goes down. And again, nobody's sued anybody under this law yet. It's 2 days old. But I can also just imagine a scenario where, say, you need $10,000. If you hear that somebody is or did get an abortion, all you have to do is, I guess, there's web pages you can go to and file a complaint. You can rat somebody out. You just turn that person in, and then you find somebody else out. There's another. Every woman who gets an abortion has a $10,000 price on their head now.
That goes. Park your car outside any abortion clinic in Texas and write down license plates and, you know, go after the people who drove, even an Uber driver, who drove them to the clinic. So that's what this law now creates.
Our text line includes this, Rich Lankoff. Hey, John Williams, I'm very pro-life, but this Texas law with the report your neighbor thing is exactly why my family escaped from Eastern Europe. Also, says somebody else, 6 weeks from when? There's always some wiggle room there. I don't know if you want it to be tighter or broader. It used to be 22, 24 weeks, something like that. It is 6 weeks. And actually, I was reading about that because it's 6 weeks from the woman's last menstrual cycle. I saw some people say, so really what you have is 2 weeks' time here. I thought it would be 6 plus 4. I'm not exactly sure how the timing on that works, but the people that are against this are saying what you really have is you find out you're pregnant and missed a period, and now you have 2 weeks from which to actually discover that you're pregnant, make a personal decision, get an appointment, and get it accomplished. I mean, under the best of circumstances, that might not be possible. Rich?
The number that I've heard, John, that's been widely circulated is this will affect 85% of women in Texas, meaning 85% of women will not be able to get an abortion because they detect a heartbeat or finally go to the doctor under your scenario after 6 weeks. What's really one of those fascinating parts, John, that you got to think of is, does this now open the door? Because this law now circumvents suing state officials and allows private citizens to go after, you know, people. Does this now mean that here in Illinois, or let's say New York or Massachusetts, which are more liberal states, can you now circumvent gun control laws and pass a really restrictive gun control law and say, well, we're going to empower, we're going to deputize citizens to enforce this law? It opens the door for a whole new era of, you know, lawmaking that is just shocking. Honestly, it's shocking. But, hey, that could be as well.
That's an interesting point. So while the Supreme Court didn't weigh in on Roe v. Wade and the constitutionality here, Roe v. Wade sort of still exists. But if you've got this workaround now, you've created a whole new avenue for other abortion laws in other states. But maybe it's not abortion. We'll be telling on each other for all kinds of quote-unquote crimes, right?
Exactly. If you can get around the constitutional protection. I mean, no one doubts that Roe v. Wade is established law. Brett Kavanaugh himself said in his hearings that it's super evidence. He called Roe v. Wade super evidence. So let's establish and stipulate that no one is saying that Roe v. Wade is not good law. Okay, but you can get around it by this bizarre provision that citizens can enforce it. That's something that no one's ever contemplated. And, you know, yes, as you say, can open the door to many other, you know, what isn't fair game now? If you get around the Constitution or abortion, let's get around it for gun control or other issues that, you know, maybe more liberal people want to, you know, deal with.
We have time for one call. Producer Aleph says, let's take Bruce on line two. Bruce, you're on WGN Radio. What do you want to say, Bruce?
Well, I was just wondering if the women go to another state, which is onerous on their part, but what if they go to another state, get the abortion, and come back?
Do you know what happens then, Rich?
I don't think it applies. In fact, I read some information already put forth by, you know, Illinois pro-choice providers, and they are encouraging people to do just that. So I don't think there's a provision. I know from reading the law that it doesn't apply in that scenario. It only applies to getting an abortion in Texas. So, yeah, I think you can step out of Texas and go anywhere you want and not be sued under this law.
It's all the time we have. I presume this will be a topic you'll chat about on your podcast?
Absolutely. We've got a great list of guests coming in to talk about that. And, we'll be doing that next week.
Other legal issues, too. Rich Lenkoff is a partner at Bryce Downey & Lenkoff. He's the co-host of Legal Face Off, a podcast you can find, among other places, at WGNradio.com. Okay, Rich, we'll visit another day. Thanks for your time.
Thank you, John. I appreciate it.